give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Phil.
James, how are you, man?
Hey, doing good, man.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back in Australia. It's hard to believe that you're still on tour.
Well, I tell you, we're old dudes, but we go a long time. We're only doing 50 shows a year, yep. So it's going to take us a longer time to get everywhere we want to, especially down under. We're excited.
I want to ask you about the drones that you've got as part of the live stage show, because I saw the video and I'm led to believe this was your idea. You look like you were in gadget man heaven when these things come out.
With anything Metallica does, you get an idea and someone just says, no, you can't do it. And then you find out how you can do it. Flying drones indoors, we were always told it just can't happen, but somehow we got it happening. And
the song that you play along with, can I reveal that?
Sure. And obviously the moths that they're supposed to be is, you know, Moth into Flame.
Well, that's
a
it.
Certain song that we do from Hardwired.
Yeah. Of course. Well, that's perfect. Oops. I mean, you know, the song came first and then the idea after that. It's synchronicity there.
Another fun thing to try.
And also, I'm led to believe you've got some kind of cube thing happening, which work similar to what video screens work. These are synchronized to the songs. Is that right?
You know, instead of having a traditional screen to be a little more spectacular. So, you know, when you're looking at these cubes, you're able to see all four sides, you know, from all angles. It's pretty different. It's pretty unique. That's kind of a lot of the lighting as well. This is a cool way to have screens and lights at the same time.
So you're still touring Hardwired to Self-Destruct. And of course, you've got to try and figure the set list out as well. How do you do that?
It's difficult choosing songs. We're out on Hardwired to Self-Destruct after 2+ years. It's not the new album, yeah. So people better know them by now. People are enjoying them, and they fit into the set really well.
And the thing I like about the latest album is that if you didn't know who Metallica was or who you were listening to, you'd think this was a bunch of 20-year-olds, you know, like a new band.
Then you see our picture and go, oh, my God. The road has beat them boys up, you know. Been rode hard and put away wet.
That sounds like a movie I watched the other night in a hotel room.
Cost $9.99.
Right. There you go. That's
hey, you know, we're having a blast out here. And that is one of the number one things that makes us feel young, feel relevant, and feel like we're still making a difference out there. I got the best job in the world, Phil. I get to go up there and I look out into the crowd and I see people change through music. I get to see their faces. For me, that's the ultimate in respect, when someone shows up to see you play live and they show it through their face.
Here are the Australian dates. Marvel Stadium, Melbourne, Tuesday, October 22. ANZ Stadium, Sydney, Saturday, October 26. And in Brisbane at the QPAC, October 29, the Tuesday. It'll be great to see you when you get back to Australia, and we'll make sure we catch up. Thanks, James.
Will do. Thanks, Phil.